May it please the court, my name is Kwabena Okoa, and I represent the County of Henrico in this matter. It's an honor to be here today. This matter involves a 64-year-old deputy sheriff who unfortunately suffered a heart attack in the approximately 40 years prior to her heart attack. She suffered from a number of health conditions chronically, and it's well documented what those issues were. Before the court today is the issue of whether or not, despite all of these pre-existing conditions, this individual is still entitled to the presumptions available to a specific class of employees under 65.2-402B. The appeal in this matter describes seven assignments of error. I'm primarily going to focus on three of those assignments of error today because I think those are the ones that really go to the crux of the issue. The first is the commission finding that the employee was entitled to the presumption under 402B. The second is that the commission erred in finding that the that 402D did not bar use of the presumption. And the third is that if the employee was in fact entitled to the presumption, that the appellants did not present sufficient evidence to overcome that presumption. I understand that the commission's finding of fact are binding upon review. I think that the issues in this case are reviewable by this court based upon the fact that it involves interpretation of a statute as well as the appellant's belief that the commission's finding were not supported by any credible evidence. The statute at issue in this case, as I said, is 65.2-402B, which allows basically in the absence of any evidence for a certain class of employees to claim a causal connection between their occupation and death or disability. However, they need to meet three separate things in order to meet that presumption. And the first thing is that they need to show that they're in the correct class of employee. There's no issue or dispute as far as that is concerned. They also need to show that they were diagnosed with an enumerated condition. I don't think that there's any dispute there as to whether or not this person was diagnosed with that condition. And then the third thing is that they need to show that they are disabled as a result of the condition that they were diagnosed with. And that's 402B. But what 402D says is that people, a certain class, a certain subset of that class, can be excluded from the presumption. And they shall be excluded from the presumption if they underwent a pre-employment examination. They were not free from one of the diagnoses enumerated by 402B, and they were disabled as a result of one of the diagnoses that they then claim is the cause of their disability.
So I just want to be sure I've got something clear then. Yes. You are saying that you don't contest that she's a candidate under 402B, but 402D kicks her out.
That's correct.
Okay. Right. Okay. Thank
That's
you.
Correct. So with regard to, I guess I should clarify. So under 402B, she still needs to show that she has a disability that is enumerated.
Right.
And that there is a cause for that disability.
Right.
And I think the evidentiary record is actually not clear in that regard because she never really established which disability was caused or what was the basis for her claiming ongoing disability. So,
are you indicating that the heart disease was not the disability?
That's correct, Your Honor. So there is heart disease. Throughout the record, she also claims that there is stress and that stress, you know, increases her blood pressure or hypertension. And really, one of the issues that becomes clear in the record is that the individual mentions heart disease at one point, the employee mentions heart disease, but really she says, I had a heart attack. I had a heart attack, I had a heart attack, I had a heart attack. I had a heart attack because of stress. I had a heart attack because of stress. And while she was subsequently diagnosed with heart disease, she doesn't initially attribute her disability to heart disease. She says, after the fact, I was told I have heart disease. But that wasn't the primary cause of her disability initially. She says, I had a heart attack because of stress.
But she did also say she had hypertension beforehand, which is different. It's in the disjunctive, I guess you'd say, in the statute, that she's entitled to the presumption for either heart disease or hypertension.
Right? That's correct. And I would not disagree with prior case law precedent that treats hypertension and heart disease in the disjunctive. My issue in this particular case is that it's not as easy to separate them as the law would like them to be. If you look at the record, what it says is that she was, and this is the record in the appendix 506 through 510, and just for a moment, I'll say the commission said that she easily proved her periods of disability based upon her hospital records. And so when I say the appendix 506 through 510, this is a specific hospital record from her emergency room visit. And she was initially diagnosed with, quote, rapid atrial fibrillation on a background of hypertensive heart disease and diabetes. So it doesn't say she was diagnosed with atrial fibrillation on a background of hypertension. It doesn't say she was diagnosed with rapid atrial fibrillation on a background of heart disease. It ties hypertensive and heart disease together as a diagnosis.
But are you reading from the ER note?
Yes, Your Honor. Yes, that's correct.
What page were you on? I'm sorry, on the joint appendix.
Joint appendix. The record is 506 through 510. I believe that specific citation is on 510.
Thank you.
Under the impressions. Going back to what Your Honor mentioned about the disjunctive nature of heart disease and hypertension, one thing I do want to note is that the commission found that there was no claim before it with regard to heart disease, that the employee had specifically sought to file a claim with regard to hypertension as opposed to heart disease. I think that it's important to note that the language of 402D specifically says that the person's described in 402B, the presumptions will not imply if they have undergone a pre-employment physical and they were conducted prior to the making of a claim and that the person was found to be free of such respiratory disease. And then in those instances, if the disease brings about the disability, that's what matters, not how the individual characterizes what they're claiming. She's saying that I may have had heart disease per my pre-employment physical, but I'm just going to say that it's hypertension. And I think that it is an attempt to circumvent the way that the law is written. And the fact that she's not specifically claiming it does not matter if the heart disease is the actual cause for her disability. With regard to whether or not she was diagnosed with heart disease prior to filing her claim, there's a lot of back and forth in the record as to whether or not the X-rays showed that she had atherosclerosis of the heart prior to her accident. There's talk about an x-ray in 2012, an x-ray in 2011. And I would just draw your honor's attention to that because I think as a matter of law, the commission erred in saying that the presumption did apply under the facts of this case where she did the employer properly, had her submit to a pre-employment examination. There was a finding with regard to one of the enumerated conditions, and then she subsequently claimed disability on that basis. Even if the court finds that heart disease should not be considered, we still think that she does not qualify for the presumption under the theory that it's hypertension that caused her disability. And the reason for that is that it's undisputed that she had pre-existing hypertension. It's undisputed that
But you can have hypertension presumably your whole life and not develop heart disease or have a heart attack, right?
That is correct, Your Honor. But what I would like to point out is, again, it's not clear from the record that the heart disease as opposed to the hypertension is the basis for her disability. If you actually look at the employee's testimony, she says again and again, I was dealing with stress. When I have stress, it increases my blood pressure. After she was taken out of work by her primary care physician, she said it was because of the stress, not because of my coronary artery disease, or not because of the heart attack, but she says because of the stress. And I'll just point to a few places in the record where she talks about stress. In the appendix 59 through 62, 67, she said the heart attack was because of stress. 79, she said her blood pressure increases when she's stressed. 80, she says that the stress of the jail is what caused it. 122, her primary care physician said stress is what caused her heart attack.
Is that then how you're distinguishing this case from Commonwealth versus Barker and also the Ferry versus County of Henrico?
Yes, Your Honor. I think in those cases, again, there was only a diagnosis of hypertension. And I think more importantly, there was no link between the hypertension and the eventual heart attack or heart disease. In this case, you have the employee specifically saying that the hypertension is what caused my heart attack, and the physician saying the hypertension is what caused the heart attack, or the stress is what caused the heart attack. And you do not have physicians saying that heart disease is what caused the heart attack. In fact, you only have a doctor saying that her heart attack was not caused by her employment and was not caused by factors related to work.
You're talking about Dr. Dubin now, I guess.
Right? That is correct, Your Honor. And again, going to just very briefly, as I'm running low on time, whether or not the appellants rebutted the presumption in this case. The defendants are, or the appellants are not required to prove to exclude the possibility that job stress might have been a contributing factor. And I think that the appellants submitted substantial evidence, including meeting the two-factor test set forth in Barry and other cases, that there were other causes and that her work was not a cause. We don't have to have every single doctor say that it's not a cause. As long as we presented the evidence that there was at least one doctor that said it was not a cause, and several other doctors who enumerated other cause without naming that specific work as a cause. Just without being quaint, I'll try to say very briefly that if you go to Subway and you order a sandwich and you say, I would like turkey, lettuce, tomato, onions, you don't also have to say I do not want the 30 other things in the window to, for the understanding to be that what you said was the cause, was what you were limiting your order to.
All right, thank you, Mr. Rocco. We'll come down and greet you.